but I don't know if I want you to hear that one. Let's see. Matzo Balls, Classy Porn, I Am My Own Grandpa, Seeking Some Sunnage, A Dad Haircut, here it is.
Yeah.
Just in time for Father's Day, which is really more than a couple months away, but why not? Before we visit the traffic dungeon and get the latest on the mess going up to 65, a reminder that the place to bring your car if it's damaged in a car accident is Montgomery Paint and Body. For four decades, Donnie Turner stood up to the system four decades ago because the system was shortchanging customers. They were getting paid to do repairs that they didn't because, well, the customer's not going to see that. Well, Donnie Turner is not the kind of guy that can operate that way, because he'll know. The customer may never find out, but he knows, and he chooses not to live with those kinds of circumstances. So that's why he founded MPB, so he could play it by the book and deliver outcomes that are as good as new, maybe better, to everybody that trusts their car to MPB. 27 Rec with a W, and as I like to say, son Brandon is a chip off the old engine block. You'll get the same dedication to customer service and treatment that you will from him as you would from Donnie. So see the best in the business. They're on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Just about everybody here in Blue Water, right, has used them at least once, and some of us multiple times. And then some of us have had, well, they've had their own room named after them over there. That wasn't the one I wanted. Yeah. He's got a, yeah. They love Rich. Everybody loves Rich, but they especially love him there. 27 Rec of the W, MPB on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Latest from Skipper, just in.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
We have some accidents. East Boulevard in Montgomery at McGee Road. That one involves a police officer. And traffic is very backed up on East Boulevard into that intersection. That's just a nasty place to be right at the moment. East South Boulevard across from Baptist South, got an accident there. 231 at Redland Road, got an accident there. If you're headed up to Wetumpka, going to be in your lane. And I-65 northbound across the Alabama River Bridge up past Millbrook to Pine Level, moving very slowly. We've checked all the cams. There's no accidents, just extremely heavy traffic flow. And the folks that aren't taking that route are on Highway 31, the toll bridge. Everybody trying to get up to Prattville and Millbrook this afternoon. Get ready for spring at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon, then eat at Hunan Garden or American Deli. Midtown Plaza, Ann Street off I-85, another great McClinton and Company development. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Here comes Sun, Sun CDJR of Montgomery. Brubaker Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is now Sun CDJR. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime at Sun CDJR. Family owned, family driven.
Finding great people to hire is like trying to find a needle in a haystack. It's pretty difficult, right? Well, ZipRecruiter has mastered finding a needle in a haystack, so they take it to the next level. They make hiring so simple that it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. And that's why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Here's what it's like to use ZipRecruiter. They have so many qualified candidates that it's easier to find the right ones for your roles. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's a lot of needles. So how do they do it? ZipRecruiter's powerful technology sends you candidates who are a great match for your job, and you can even invite your top choices to apply. So if you want less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/RADIO. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Honey?
Yeah?
Do you think it's safe using all these extension cords?
Oh, yeah, it's fine.
Actually, too many extension cords can be dangerous. Call Crosby Electric to add new outlets.
Sure is dark in our yard.
Good. We'll sleep better.
Maybe you will.
Crosby Electric does landscaping lighting for beauty and safety, as well as security lighting for peace of mind.
Oh, darn. The vacuum cleaner just tripped a breaker.
Honey, never vacuum while I'm making popcorn.
Tripping breakers can indicate a potential fire hazard. You really should have it checked out by Crosby Electric, serving the River Region for almost 50 years.
Sweetheart, are you ever afraid that lightning could damage our electrical system?
Afraid? Come on. No. Maybe we should call Crosby. You know, just give him a call.
Full house surge protection can protect you and your possessions. For an assessment and for all your electrical needs, call Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Rich Thomas here to talk to you about Heirloom Jewelers, a one-of-a-kind, unique Montgomery jeweler. Troop Booth is the owner, but his grandparents started the business way back in 1977. Now, maybe you're looking for a unique, one-of-a-kind jewelry item. Go to their website, HeirloomJewelers.com, click on some of the items. Beautifully designed jewelry passed down generation after generation. Maybe you're looking for a specific item. Troop may be able to acquire it through a network of jewelers that he deals with. And he's dedicated to give you a fair and honest price for your antique and estate jewelry. Heirloom Jewelers is open Tuesday through Friday from 10 to 4 and Saturday from 10 to 2 by appointment only. So you can call or text Troop at this number, 260-0666. Besides their website, they also have a great Facebook and Instagram page as well. Heirloom Jewelers, 260-0666. They are located on Vaughn Road at the corner of Watchman Drive.
And now a star is born. On March 31st, 1943, the world welcomed little baby Christopher Walken.
Aw, the baby has got a rash, and the only prescription is more desiccant.
Christopher Walken, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 4.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Meteorologists are warning of dangerous weather in parts of the Midwest and South. National Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center warns that an outbreak of severe thunderstorms could cause hail, damaging wind, gusts, and tornadoes. The areas at greatest risk include eastern Iowa, western and northern Illinois, Missouri, Arkansas, and Tennessee. In the first criminal case against a former president, Donald Trump has been indicted on charges involving payments made during his 2016 campaign. Mr. Trump called the decision by a Manhattan grand jury to indict him political persecution and election interference at the highest level. Stocks finishing higher today. The Dow was up 415 points. The NASDAQ gained 208, and the S&P 500 added 58. This is SRN News.
Be real, retirement is expensive and inflation is making it even harder with the cost of everything going up from pet food to a dozen eggs. Wouldn't it be great if the cost of your health care could go down? Well, MediShare 65 Plus is $99 a month for ages 65 to 74. And for many with Medicare Parts A and B, looking at other options, that's 50% or more saved per month. No gimmicks. It's $99 a month, and you can use any Medicare-approved doctor or facility. And you get 24/7 access to telehealth from the convenience of your home. Better yet, MediShare is a Christian nonprofit organization. It's a community that'll pray for you and encourage you. And since we've cut out the middleman, you get to keep the savings. Call now. You can learn more about MediShare 65 Plus. Here's the number, 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Here's a funny story.
And now, another flashback favorite on News Talk.
See, for most of us, this brings back warm, fuzzy memories. But for Gregory Benjamin Boudel,
it's trauma time. For some reason, my dad thought that he had barber skills. And he bought one of those. It smelled like a lawnmower when he started up the clippers.
The clippers?
Swear, he was pulling a chain going. There had to be the right combination of conditions for him to give us a haircut. The humidity had to be high and had to be really, really hot.
So you're in the basement, a hot, hot, sticky, steamy, uncomfortable basement, and you're perched on a little stool.
No, he had a crate that went on top of the stool, a crate with splinters. It was one of those fruit boxes that
this
had.
This is beginning to sound a little disturbing now.
Always underneath a light that had no shade, just a light bulb like they used to use in
old World War II movies.
You will talk! You will talk! Before he started cutting, he put the sheet around your neck. You know, a good thread count for a nice soft sheet is what, about 400, 500, 600? The thread count on the sheet was about 12. You could sand wood with this thing. And he'd wrap it around our neck really, really snug because God forbid we should have little flecks of hair fall onto our shoulders. And he would wait until 6 p.m. because he knew we all hated Lawrence Welk. So he would put us on the stool with splinters, tie the itchy, starchy sheet around our neck, grab the back of our head so hard, I think my cerebellum is still flat. And then he'd wait until we heard this sound. Then he'd pull the cord on the clippers. And then, hold still, damn it! Let me tighten up that sheet. Just hold still, I said! And I'm watching Lauren and Bobby on Lawrence Welk dancing away. It was awful. Sweat pouring over my little boy body and little black hairs all over me, and it was creepy and crawly and itch. He finished it off with the brush. The same brush he took the paint off the gutters. That's how he dusted our shoulders. Vit, 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 vit. Little rivulets of blood streaming down from my shoulders.
Oh, my poor little soldier.
And then the one word that we really longed to hear, next!
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
Obviously, the most electrifying story is the ongoing Trump saga on Drudge. This is where they're going with this, right? Because, I mean, he must have, this must have been sexual ecstasy for this weirdo.
I guess.
Will he be gagged? Will he be sent to Rikers Island? Tuesday, 2:15, that's the time. Now, on the other hand, there are other perspectives on this story that are a little less frightening. If you want to go to NewYorkPost.com, you can find out how Donald Trump could be elected president and govern from prison. Okay. Or how he could reap $100 million in a windfall from Stormy Daniels' indictment.
Didn't essentially she break the agreement that they had?
Sure.
The non-disclosure? So can't you...
This whole thing is a farce. This whole thing is a farce. I think this is now the poster man for trumped-up charges. Because that's all this is. But the left is in orgasmic bliss over all of this. I could not bring myself to watch the spew today.
I heard they were celebrating quite well.
And they were, they're worried about his grandchildren or something.
They ought to worry about Biden's grandchild that doesn't have any Secret Service.
Crowd inside Ed Sullivan Theater gives indictment standing ovation. Well, they must have been there for watching Mr. Freaky Ear Colbert, right?
Yeah, they're all nuts. Not sure.
Far right calling for bloody civil war. Who is saying that, Drudge?
Nobody.
Where did you get that? Nobody's saying that. Lindsey Graham says, smash windows, punch cop on way to being booked. What? Did Lindsey really say that? And, oh, yeah, how Disney lured DeSantis into Mousetrap. Did they really took some act that would prevent the actions he's taking from, I don't know.
So it's a tit for tat?
That's the way the world works these days.
He's smart. He'll find another way.
Yeah. If I were Disney, I would just shut up and let the chips fall where they may at this point.
Worry about making some money.
How bad? Yeah, for your shareholders.
Right.
I swear, we have to see some of these companies who have thrown fiduciary obligation to investors out the window so they could pat themselves on the back for being woke. And woke don't work. Get woke, go broke.
Don't pay the bills, that's for sure, buddy.
So those are just some of the limitless possibilities that can develop around this case in the days ahead. If you have any type of electrical issue around your home unit, you know, homes have behaviors, don't they, Eddie?
Yes, sir, buddy.
You live there long enough, you know what should be working, what way. When you notice something that doesn't seem right, go with your gut. Call the certified masters at Mr. Electric to come out and give you a free price on whatever repair you need. You can trust their diagnosis. When they do the work, you pay the price they quote you, and they give you an invoice that has pictures and a step-by-step detail of all the work that was performed, so you know exactly what you paid for. 245-1566 or MrElectric.com. We have used them multiple times at our house, and everything they've done still works perfectly. Nice. We're going back several years now.
Me too.
All right, at 4:15, you heard the SRN News guy at the top of the hour talk about this violent weather in the South. Let's see what the latest is from Rich.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. These last few hours of the month of March will be dry, but in the overnight hours tonight, and particularly closer to morning, a line of showers and thunderstorms will be moving across the area ahead of a frontal system. A few of the storms could be on the strong side, but the main severe weather risk will stay out of our area. Breezy tonight, low 66. Look for improvement by tomorrow afternoon, high 81, and a pretty nice day on Sunday with partial sunshine and a high temperature up to about 74. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi there, I'm Madeline Cannon with Alabama Home Mortgage. Getting pre-approved is the first step towards home ownership. People are often scared or nervous about taking that first step, but I'll tell you, it's nothing to be scared of. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we will take the first step and every step along the way with you. Call us at 567-4223. We will gather the information needed to tell you exactly what you qualify for. After a call to Alabama Home Mortgage, you will know what price point to shop for, what down payment is required, if any, and what your monthly mortgage payment will look like. We take all the guessing out of it. Then, when you find the house you want to make your home, you are ready to make an offer. Along with your offer, you will submit your Alabama Home Mortgage pre-approval letter. This shows sellers that you've already taken the steps necessary to ensure that you qualify to purchase their home. Wait no longer. It's time to take that first step together. Call me at 567-4223 or start the process online at myalabamahomemortgage.com.
That's Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
My jeans tell me I'm a man.
My jeans tell me I'm a woman.
They tell me I'm relaxed.
That I'm skinny.
A child.
Yo, you don't know me, jeans.
I'm not a style.
I'm not a size.
That's not me.
I am not a child. I'm me.
I'm unique.
I'm woke.
Woke, woke.
I'm woke.
So, why aren't my jeans?
Now they are. Introducing Levi Wilkes. Sizeless, style neutral, gender non-conforming denim for a generation that defies labels. Levi's heard that if you're not woke, it's bad. So we made these.
Defining someone by their style? That's offensive.
That's why Levi Wilkes have no style.
What's my size?
Why don't you try asking me about my accomplishments?
My Wilkes are size me.
They fit everybody.
Because they fit nobody.
So what colors do they come in?
Colors?
I'm triggered.
This color. Can you label this color?
That is the color Greb.
They not brown, but they not brown.
It's a handful of colors, none of which are dominant.
Just like our country. Oh, wait.
Whoa.
Let's talk pockets.
Pockets sold separately.
Yo, who says I have hands?
You getting this yet? The jeans are woke.
Whoa!
Do they come in men's and women's?
Nah.
Do they come in person?
What do you think?
That's why woke's got Unifly.
180 degrees of gender nonconformity.
My jeans let me decide how I go to the bathroom. Do yours.
What don't you get? They woke.
Woke.
Get woke.
We're woke.
Yo, hold up. Are my wokes made in some factory by Indonesian kids?
Nah, they're made right here in the USA.
By white kids.
It's Levi Wokes.
Woke.
Levi Wokes. Available exclusively at Ross.
That's Levi Wokes. It won't go broke, even in the gym world. It is 421 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Liberal media cheer on Trump indictment because they're just so pro-American. What's best for our country? The worst, though, and who's surprised, Nancy Pelosi, that Trump will have a chance to prove his innocence.
Just like her.
How long has this bitch been in Congress? 400 years?
Yeah.
I think she was in there exchanging wigs with John Adams. Yesterday says he'll have a chance to prove his innocence. Hey, moron. You don't have to prove your innocence. They have to prove that you're guilty. Right. That's how it works in America. How could you possibly be in Congress all these, you know, since the dinosaurs roamed the country and not know that? But I still have my $39,000 freezer full of my favorite $13 a pint ice cream, bitch.
I hope she didn't have a gas stove. Is there coming for it?
What is with them?
And you saw in New York, that's actually, for builders, that's actually starting in the next couple of years. Like, it will be starting.
Because it's so much easier to use an electric stove that's being powered by fossil fuels.
Well, it's so much easier for them to cut off your electric stove. We can cut off your electric flow. It's kind of hard to cut off the gas.
Smart. Right? Smart.
Yep. And then they wonder why people are fleeing New York.
Right. But this summer, guaranteed story will be air conditioning and how people are just have their house too cold and it's killing the environment and how they're going to come after that.
Yep. No doubt. And they've got, there's enough idiots that think that their thermostat is affecting the rest of the world's climate.
Then mark or make your thermostat hotter for you and then go ahead and add a couple of degrees for me and we're even. You can be as hot as you want to be.
I liked the news better. Oh, by the way, in CBS gave the order yesterday, do not use the word transgender when referring to the Nashville transgender murderer.
Why? Is that not the title of that person?
Because in the pecking order of people, they rank higher than the rest of us. That's why. I liked the news better when Snooki was doing it.
Hurricane Irene leaves the East Coast powerless. I live in the East Coast, so that's really, really scary. When you're powerless, you can't, like, straighten your hair, blow dry your hair, go on Twitter, go on Facebook. You can't do anything. You can't talk on the phone. You just sit there and do nothing. You can't even watch TV. On a serious note, I really hope that everybody in the East Coast is okay and they're safe. And if their homes are flooded, that sucks. And I'm sorry because, you know, my high school is actually flooded. And global warming, I mean, every time I go down to Seaside, I'm sweating in places I've never sweated before. So obviously, the sun's coming closer to Earth, and we're all just sweating our off. So if we don't take care of this problem and, you know, make an ozone layer somewhere, the aliens are going to attack Earth and kill us all.
By the way, the ozone layer is back. It's intact. Isn't that amazing?
Amazing. Self-healing.
All right. From somewhere in the universe, we have Eric the dog.
Hola.
What a dog. Hola.
Hey, when I first started working on cars, we had acid rain, and now you don't hear about that very much anymore. I haven't had to repaint a car for acid rain in a long, long time.
Right.
I wonder what happened to that.
Yeah, people weren't buying into it.
No, it was a thing. I saw it.
Oh, yeah. But fear delivers more. And so when they couldn't say that acid rain was causing a hole in the ozone, and they couldn't really prove that. But now they don't have to prove things so much because they have the levers of power. So you don't have to believe in global warming. They're just going to shut your air conditioner off for you.
Well, what they have is the educational system, and we let them teach our kids things that aren't true, and they get to say whatever they want to, and teach the kids not to challenge them or free think. or have any questions about it. So there's no reason to answer any questions because nobody's smart enough to ask the questions. And if you are, you're a troublemaker. You live outside the box. But that ain't why I called. I'm tired of all them. They can kiss my posterior. It's Friday. Yes. And I don't give a good about them.
Yes. Okay.
So let's find something funny. Don't we have some dance music or some weasel stomping or some...
We haven't played Weasel
something.
Been a while.
A long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, you know, I'm over these folks. I'm sick of them trying to dictate how I feel.
How about some more Snooki?
You sometimes wear two bras at once.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm scared to get, like, implants. So instead of getting implants...
Why would you need to get implants?
Well, this is actually a Victoria's Secret bra. That's why they look like this right now.
Uh-huh.
But if I were to wear two bras, this is what it would look like.
Two bras?
Yeah. It just, like, pushes them up and makes them look voluptuous.
Really?
If that's the word.
Yeah, that's the word.
Yeah.
Voluptuous, I remember that.
Process there.
That's what we need.
Yeah, that's
we
somebody
need.
Who put a lot of thought into.
Yeah, we need Snooki back into the anchor desk.
Yeah. Couldn't be any worse than what we got.
How about some Norm MacDonald at the anchor desk? He's pretty funny.
I want to find... One of my favorite recently has been Norm when he made an appearance on The View and started talking about murdering Clintons.
Boy, they didn't like that.
Oh yeah.
No, Papa Wawa got upset. Like
you're supposed to be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about if we play that coming up? That's worth a laugh.
Yeah, man. Bring it on.
By
Anything.
The way, let's hope that Republican attorney generals around the country are getting ready to start indicting the Biden crime family.
That's what it takes.
I wouldn't, doing.
I wouldn't hold my breath. These guys are...
There's a few. There's a few.
Yeah.
If somebody's cojones will drop down, maybe somebody in Florida will do it. Maybe when they come to pick Trump up, we can charge them with trespass.
Yeah, we'll see. I'd like to, Eric, but I'm losing faith in them, Eric. I'm losing faith in them. I got to be honest.
Well, they haven't done a lot to gain our faith and shown any results that you know.
They don't care. I mean, you catch them on hot mics constantly saying, basically how we are just the little people. We're in their way.
Yeah. They don't give a damn what we do. No. They could care less. And if we do something that gets in their way, they'll just make something up, put us in jail, obliterate our Fourth Amendment right. You know, they don't care about your Eighth Amendment, obviously, just as Kay Ivey and the state prison that they're trying, all these state prisons are trying to build. They don't care. They do not care. And I'm tired of them because the only way you're going to make somebody who don't care to care is to do things that we don't really want to do because once you do it, now you're exactly what they want you to be, and you know that's where I think that's where we get frustrated. Is I try to do the right things. I try to explain things. I try to show people the right way, and then you just basically spit in my face and tell me I'm stupid. And you know that makes the hair on the back of my neck stand up, and I'm ready to do something. I don't take kindly to that.
All right, Eric, we got to run because we have a guest joining us to talk, give us some professional insight on what happened in Nashville. We're going to talk to Fernando.
Excellent.
Adios.
Thanks
for the call. All right, and we will get some Norm MacDonald before the end of the hour. Let me take a second here to encourage those of you who are planning a little car shopping this weekend to always include the folks at Jack Ingram in your shopping. You have not only an incredible selection. This morning we checked, and they've added even more inventory. They're up to 500.
Wow.
Plus vehicles of all types and styles at Jack Ingram. You have your choice of six great brand new brands featuring, you know, new product at Jack Ingram. And then the signature used with over 200 cars under $20,000. Well, that number's actually dropped since this morning. And I'm happy to see that because that means they're selling product. But at Jack Ingram, they carry brand new Audi, Mercedes-Benz, Porsche, Nissan, Volkswagen, and Volvo. And the incredible selection within the signature used in the value car lot. And on Friday, we go there first. The value car lot and some of the deals available. Somebody is going to end up with that 2003 Beamer. It's a convertible. It's only got 100,000 miles on it. It was driven about 5,000 miles a year. So the car has lots of happy miles left on it. And it's been thoroughly vetted. They don't put the Jack Ingram name on anything that's going to be a troublemaker for somebody else. Lots of SUVs to choose from, including the 2016 Chevy Trax LTZ. That is a hot machine. You can take a look at it at jackingram.com. Just click on the value car icon. 2016 Hyundai Tucson Sport. And all of these are right around or a little below or above $300 a month. In sedans, they've got a Volkswagen Passat and a Nissan Altima. That's the car that my nuclear physicist sister likes to drive. And a couple of Jettas. That was Janelle's first vehicle. You know, we're coming up on time when some of our kids will be heading off to college. You want to make sure they're driving something reliable, and these are the folks that would love to have the chance to sell it to you. See Tip Tames and his team at Jack Ingram on the Boulevard, or visit them online at jackingram.com. You can get some stuff done there online first. By the way, 32 lending partners. They will make sure you get done at Jack Ingram on the Boulevard. All right, we are checking traffic.
From the Montgomery Skywatch Traffic Center, here's the latest traffic update.
Well, authorities are still working an accident on East South Boulevard right around Baptist. Please watch out for emergency vehicles there. East Boulevard, Northeast Boulevard, very busy. And we've still got a good bit of slow traffic on I-65 northbound from Northern Boulevard up to the Millbrook off-ramp. Opens up a bit and then slows back down when you get near Cobbs Ford Road all the way up past Highway 14 to Pine Level. And there are other problems on 65 northbound if you're headed to Clanton or Birmingham. 231 to Wetumpka, very busy there. Not really accidents, just a lot of cars out there this afternoon. Front Porch Grill in Millbrook is where friends meet, home-cooked meals are served, and no one's a stranger. Stop by the Front Porch Grill, Dietzville Highway in Millbrook. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Honey, it sounds like you have a little sinus congestion.
I do. I went to Adams Drugs to get a nasal decongestant, and I'm sure glad I did. I didn't realize that I couldn't take some sinus medications because of my high blood pressure.
What did they tell you?
The pharmacist overheard me talking to the clerk, and she knew that I had high blood pressure because I get my prescriptions filled there. She came around and talked to me and actually recommended a different sinus medication than the one I had picked out.
I wouldn't want you taking something over the counter that makes your blood pressure spiral out of control. Sounds like she may have saved us a trip to the emergency room.
Adams Drugs definitely go the extra mile. Always have, and always will.
I love the customer service. It's great every time I go in there. I'm so glad they helped me take care of my wonderful husband. I'm going to tell all my friends to go to Adams Drugs.
Visit us, adamsdrugs.net, for the location nearest you. With 12 Adams locations, we've been serving families in the River Region for 60 years, and we look forward to serving your family's needs as well.
Chef T here, formerly from the Patriots Grill. Our team is excited to be joining Fantail to bring our lunch and brunch service to the area. Our chicken parm made Alabama's top 100 dishes, and now you can try it exclusively at the Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse in Millbrook.
Fantail will be offering weekday lunch to include a meat and three, along with a Sunday brunch that will become the talk of the town. Visit FantailRestaurant.com to see our lunch, brunch, and dinner menus and times. When you think of lunch, brunch, or dinner,
thank Fantail,
where we're always offering the hook.
Hey, this is Mike from Owens Optical in Eastbrook. We've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 10 years now, and doing so has dramatically increased our business. The sales and production staff are some of the best I've ever worked with. Thanks, Blue Water, for all you do for us.
Blue Water Broadcasting is the number one most listened to radio group in the River Region. Find out how to put this reach to work for your business. Call us to find out how we can help. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Right now, Alabama legislators have another chance to pass a gaming and lottery bill.
Creating 12,000 jobs.
And over $700 million a year in new funding for the state.
Money for roads and infrastructure.
Education. Health care.
High-speed internet expansion.
And public safety.
It's time to stop leaving money on the table.
It's time to get it done.
Pass.
Pass.
Pass a comprehensive gaming and lottery bill.
Paid for by winning for Alabama.
I don't know what they are.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network. Brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. These last few hours of the month of March will be dry, but in the overnight hours tonight, and particularly closer to morning, a line of showers and thunderstorms will be moving across the area ahead of a frontal system. A few of the storms could be on the strong side, but the main severe weather risk will stay out of our area. Breezy tonight, low 66. Look for improvement by tomorrow afternoon, high 81, and a pretty nice day on Sunday with partial sunshine and a high temperature up to about 74. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 4.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
All right, we will have our friend Fernando, our expert man who starred as a homicide detective on the show 48 Hours. Joining us in just a couple of minutes. While we're waiting to connect with him, let's get 1819
News. 1819
News.
A candlelight vigil will be held tonight in Huntsville to honor Officer Garrett Crumby, who was killed in the line of duty earlier this week. It will also support injured Officer Albert Morin in prayer. The Huntsville Police Department is partnering with city leaders, pastors, and churches in the area to hold the event at the Fallen Officer Memorial, which is located on Wheeler Avenue. Residents are encouraged to take part. It begins at 7 p.m. Huntsville Police Chief Kirk Giles spoke with WHNT News and acknowledged that the loss of Crumby has been devastating for the whole police department. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
A lot of people ask me, what can I do to actually make a difference in D.C. and my state government? Well, I use Quick Letter, K-W-I-K Letter. It seems simple, but the tried and true method to get their attention is by writing a real letter. I use the Quick Letter app for my phone to write all my representatives a real letter in a matter of minutes. Quick Letter automatically determines your representatives. You write or dictate a letter on your phone, then tap the name of every representative you want to receive that letter. Quick Letter handles the rest. Go to quickletter.com or download the Quick Letter app today.
A 15-year-old Pell City boy is now in critical condition after he was shot by accident. St. Clair County investigators say that the gun accident occurred with a 12-year-old present. Further details about the incident have not been given. An investigation continues in this case. An Autauga County man has been taken into custody following a sex abuse investigation. Jason Hudson was located in northern Alabama and will be extradited back to the Prattville police. He was first indicted in early March for 75 counts of child pornography and one count of sex abuse of a child under the age of 12. Hudson was then released on bail. However, additional charges were then issued against Hudson at the start of this week that involved first-degree rape, incest, and sex abuse of a child under the age of 12. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today, we have been devoting a lot of time to it. When I first made this arrangement a couple of days ago, I did not expect that we would be dealing with the pending arrest of a former president, which has really set a lot of people off. But joining us now is my friend. He was one of the lead homicide detectives for several years on the very popular A&E show, 48 Hours. Please welcome, and Jeb, I'm talking to you, Fernando Bosch.
How are you?
Good. I got to ask this only because somebody's going to probably have to do this. What if they were going to arrest Donald Trump in South Miami, and whoever runs your department said, Fernando, I need you to put the cuffs on Donald Trump? That's going to be very weird for somebody, isn't it?
At that point, Greg, I would probably get a bad stomachache and feel really sick and have to go home.
You are the man. You are the man, Fernando. I really appreciate that. I know that horrible tragedies. By the way, I don't care what CBS News said. We had a transgender lunatic enter a school, shoot three precious young kids, three phenomenal adults, and now the media does not want us to use the word transgender in relation to that story, but I am, because I am not playing that game. But I would like to know, when you watch a story like this break, you watch it as a police officer, you yourself have been in many situations where your life was at risk.
Yes.
How do you train for that? How do you prepare for that when you know you're heading to a location where there's an active shooter. It doesn't have to be a mass shooting, just an active shooter. Somebody who is, police were called, this person has a gun. What is that like? How do you prepare yourself for that?
You have to be, you have to wake up every day mentally prepared. You know, throughout the years, throughout my 35 years, I've had training, and the training continuously gets updated. You know, back in the day, I think with Columbine, they said the training was you got to wait for at least three officers before you make entry. Now you got to make entry.
Mm-hmm.
But there's always continuous training going on. But you have to be mentally prepared from the get-go. From the time you wake up in the morning, you got to be mentally prepared that you know that you're going to have to go into some tough situations. And even though you get mentally prepared, it's nothing like when you get there. You know, the adrenaline is incredible, but you got to move forward and take care of your job. You know, you got to do your job.
I remember you telling me, sir, weren't you almost shot by somebody that you guys were closing in at one time?
Yeah, well, no, during one of the riots in the city of Miami, I remember I was getting shot at, and it was at night, and I mean, it was crazy. There was smoke, and we didn't know where the shots were coming from, so we couldn't return fire. You know, it was a tough situation.
Have you and your peers at South Miami, have you had a chance to look at the video of that event or discuss it among yourselves and the way that was? It looked to me like they handled it very well.
Yes, our trainer, his name is Al Alvarez. Mm-hmm. He was a trainer in the city of Miami. He was in SWAT for many years. He's a very, very good. And, you know, I spoke with him. And, you know, I said, what do you think tactically? Did they do things correctly? And he said, yes, they did a phenomenal job. You know, and I looked at the video myself, and those guys were on point.
And what is, I would imagine that police departments all over the country are now undergoing some type of training because this seems to be happening with increasing regularity. And you don't have much time, you know, it's like these things can happen any moment, almost anywhere, any business, and you're on your way. That's got to be, you know, a come to Jesus moment for
you. Absolutely. We have... Like I said, we have, and I'm sure, I can't speak for Broward County, but I'm sure all the municipalities, at least in Dade County, we all kind of like cross-train to, you know, like if there's a school shooting or an active shooting somewhere, we train, we have a system in place of clearing the building, of looking for the shooter. We have a system in place.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you an example of Tuesday, I saw a guy that I had a warrant for an attempted murder, and he ran from me and my partner,
mm-hmm.
and we were able to set up a perimeter, and within 5 minutes, we had at least 30 units of tactical guys that are, they're called PRT, Priority
wow.
Response Team. We had them there, we set up the perimeter, and the guy was apprehended.
That's fantastic. You know, it's great that you guys cross-train and get on the same page with tactics, because the worst thing that can happen in a situation like that is departmental, you know, back and forth. No, we do it this way. No, but we think we should do this. You
right,
know, everybody
right.
on the same. There's no time for that in a situation like that.
Yeah, we have a thing called the incident command system that we set up a command post and we communicate, you know, with the departments are, let's say the two department heads at the location, they communicate and they determine what's the best action to take. Also with the fire department, and, you know, it's a very good system that's been going on for years, and it's worked very well.
I hope to God that you don't find yourself in one of those situations. That's just absolutely the worst.
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy, and you know, unfortunately, I've seen, you know, kids shot dead, and it's really, really, really bad.
Yeah, it's got to be tough to process, not only on the scene, but you go home. You're like any other man who works hard all day. You go home, your family, and you've got dinner, how do you turn that switch to go from having what you've seen on the job to trying to be normal within your own home?
Brett, I couldn't explain to you how I do it, because I just like block it off. You know, when I'm off, I block everything that I've seen or whatever. But it's not easy. It's not easy, because every once in a while you go back and think about it. But you kind of have to like block it off. And I hope that these guys that killed this it or whatever you want to call it, that they're getting some mental health support.
Yes.
You know, because it's never easy, you know, going through that.
Absolute heroes. And I'm still waiting to hear when they're going to be invited to the White House for their heroic actions.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have to wait a while for that.
Yeah, we'll see how that all goes. Fernando, I appreciate your insights on this topic. We'd like to try and get you on at least once a week to talk about situations that involve police and your approach. And folks know you from the TV show 48 Hours. And that story you told about that fugitive. Great that you guys can coordinate and have that many officers on hand to capture somebody instead of leaving it to two guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I tell a lot of people we're a big, big family. And, you know, we come together, you know, in situations like this, and we take care of it.
Fernando Bosch, I wish you a great weekend. We thank you for your insights, and we will talk next week.
Thank you for having me on, Greg. You too. Take care, and have a good weekend.
Thanks, Fernando.
There's a guy with a lot of experience, 25 years as a Miami homicide cop. I think when I was in the 80s, I was invited to be the guest speaker at a Miami police graduation ceremony.
Yeah.
I may have spoken at his.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, Greg.
They used to have, you know, a guest speaker come in, and of course I was always been a pro cop guy, so it was great to tell them how much we need them. You know, the time is 4:47. Let's see. We will have the Wall Street Business Report coming up in a bit. The market had a pretty decent day. Oh, and I promised to play Norm MacDonald on The View.
Excellent.
Those lousy cows and their hate-filled show today. I can't wait to see what the numbers were on that. Before we do, remember, we gave away a Clark's Club membership on the morning show. We do it every Friday. It's worth $180 and worth every penny. Every day this week, I've seen their truck at a different house in the neighborhood. So I'm glad that my friends and neighbors in Arrowhead,
yeah, buddy,
are making the right choice. Become a Clark's Club member. Get the best in the business out to nurse every efficient drop of energy out of your AC unit as they can. Know that when you're a Clark's Club member, they're a phone call away if a crisis hits, a leaking pipe, whatever the issue. They're on the way to take care of their people. They charge a very fair and reasonable price, and their capabilities are limitless. By the way, they do have a technology for older homes. You may be interested in this, that can literally give your house a plumbingoscopy and check the condition of all the pipes under the house. If that condition is caught before something happens, that's a relatively minor situation. If something happens after the fact, you're looking at thousands of dollars for those type of repairs. So if you know how your home is supposed to behave, if something is acting up, don't wait till it becomes a huge crisis. Call Clark's 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004. It's 450.
It's Spring Open House, March 27th through April 1st at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop new arrivals, including annual color, roses, hanging baskets, and more. And get our best prices of the year, like 20% off plant collections, including all azaleas, trees, ferns, and boxwoods. 50% off select outdoor pottery. And 40% off select outdoor living furniture. Get the plants you want at the prices you need. Spring Open House, Monday, March 27th through Saturday, April 1st. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. at Southern Homes and Gardens, Vaughn Road.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter. That's that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
I think if you're looking for a vacation home, proximity to where you are should be one of the primary deciding factors.
Angelo De Paola runs the Coastal Connection Real Estate in Orange Beach, Alabama. We discuss trends in second homes, VRBO changes, mortgage rates, and more. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm seeing some stories that are saying no handcuffs, no perp walk or any of that stuff, because I think they know that that would be a mistake.
Not only that, let me ask you this. It's a misdemeanor, correct?
Yeah.
This is a president or ex-president of the United States.
Who's done some pretty good things for the
government. Right. Are they worried about him fleeing? I mean, why do we have the pomp and circumstance here?
Because
at the end of the day,
Trump.
It's a ticket.
Right. There has been more media masturbation today than any other day in history.
No doubt.
It is sickening. But these are evil people. They get off on watching people they hate have some kind of trouble, even when they know that this is a totally bogus situation.
But how many of you really do you think, Greg, realize, again, another sad turning point in the country where we're letting our political views get in the way from right and wrong?
That's generally...
And there's no coming back from this.
That's what Tucker said. There is no coming back from this, and he's absolutely 100% right. And not to mention that we have a president who, on his best day, doesn't even know what town he's in that's just been hit by a tornado. Listen.
Yeah, I heard.
The town of Rolling Storm will be back, and we'll be with you every step of the way. And What did I say?
It's just embarrassing.
It isn't fun, especially today. It's just Rolling Stone, Mississippi.
Well, not only that, he can't even form a sentence. Yet the press doesn't call him out on that. They just let that go.
Well, one thing that's been speculated on in a lot of the media that's at least somewhat fair is that attorney generals in various states, they cannot indict Joe Biden, but they can go after the kids. So watch. Now we're going to have a holy war against anybody whose last name has political value.
Yeah, that's right.
But the FBI has had Hunter's laptop for 4 years and done nothing with crack pipes and evidence that money was exchanged and don't forget to give the big guy his 10%.
Right.
They won't do a thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's
because their masters won't allow them. So this is what we're dealing with, friends. This is... Where's that? Is that somebody that wants to come on the air?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to play, just to have a little fun here, Norm MacDonald's visit to The View.
It's a good one.
And this is great because he told those cows how much he loved Hillary Clinton.
Okay, Norm, you're Canadian.
Yes, I am.
So what do you think of this whole presidential mess?
I hope that the Democrats don't steal the election from the winner, you know, but who knows?
You like George Bush, don't you?
I love George Bush, man. He's a good man, decent, you know, none of this. And he's, you know, he's not a liar, a crook, murderer, or anything like that. So it'd be good to get the... See, I think we should get the homicide out of the White House and get like a fresh start, because we don't want any more murderers.
I think we should just go on to the next question.
Who was the murderer?
Yeah. Oh, Clinton, he murdered a guy.
Yeah, you know, we're not allowed to put out accusations without...
That's a little
Charlie.
Too
that's
far.
That's the way it does
work. Let's just go on to the next question.
Yeah.
This is not my week. What can I tell you?
Oh, it's not mine either. I'm being very nice, okay? Be a good boy. Now, Norm.
Do you never hear that?
No. Listen,
Norm,
we don't need to talk
about
that.
I don't want to get into this, and I don't want to hear it, and this is not the place to make those accusations, and you're supposed to be funny. Let's get on
right,
to
exactly.
So get with it.
There you go.
This is a live show.
Not for nothing, Norm, but you have been properly chastised by Barbara, so I'm not going to ask the next question.
I thought it was a matter of record.
Shut up. Look,
okay.
Let me do this, okay?
I'll tell you what's a matter of record. record, you will not be invited back if you don't shut up. All right, now.
All right, manslaughter.
Manslaughter.
Norm, did you ever hear the word on?
The phone is ringing.
I certainly hope that's somebody calling to tell you to go home.
Oh, no.
But you got a phone ringing.
Oh.
Answer the phone.
Hello? Oh, yeah. Oh, no. The thing is this. There, you know Matt Strauss?
Yeah, the producer.
The producer. He told me it would be funny. He said, like, why don't you carry a cell phone on and then let it ring and then pretend like there's a guy on it.
Is there anybody on it?
No, it's a thing. Pretend.
You know what, Norm? You're a dead man.
Here, you talk to him, man.
You know what, Barbara? You know what you said about rage and work?
Give this man a plate of soup and tell him to shut up.
Norm,
all right then.
Norm, let's see. Norm.
What?
Okay, listen, Norm. Norm, listen. Not only have you annoyed us, but I read that you have actually annoyed one of your idols. Who is that?
Oh, the great Bill Cosby.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Oh my God, I love that guy. He's my hero. You know, just like you, maybe George or Bill Clinton would be your hero. I love.
Stopping you, is it?
No, I seem to like Bill Clinton.
They're really, and this man leads into our show on Friday night.
I know.
It's all right, his career's over after this anyway. Who cares? Go ahead, Norm.
No, Bill Clinton, who's a great man, obviously. Well, you know, everybody has their opinions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are you moving along?
No,
you're
Bill
get
Cosby.
To the point.
Well, Bill Cosby is a great man, first of all. There has never been any accusations toward Bill Cosby about anything.
Will you just tell us what you did to Bill Cosby?
Oh, I met him. I opened for him at a club, and he was a great man, you know. He's my hero of all time. You know how funny Bill Cosby
is,
right?
So get to the point. I'm going past menopause. Yeah.
Not everything has a point.
We are learning that, okay. All right, Norm, you want to finish the story, or shall I ask you the next thing?
Well, the Bill Cosby thing is this.
Dear God.
I met Bill Cosby. We're all fans of Bill Cosby, right, Barbara?
Yeah.
What? Yes. Why don't we talk about the millionaire?
Oh, yeah, you know what? Tonight, Norm
and I... please. I like Bill Cosby. Norm, let's talk about the millionaire.
Norm McDonald and I are on The Millionaire tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell him about that, how you thought he's dumb today. Where do you see him tonight?
People always told me Hollywood was like incredibly liberal and biased, and I thought it was untrue.
You want to talk about the millionaire?
Yeah, we all learn the hard way, don't we? And Miss Norm, I would love to have him around during these times. Hey, the Michigan State University a-holes put out a list of words today that you are supposed to avoid if you attend Michigan State University.
Really?
Yes.
So if I attend that university, these are offensive words for people?
These are offensive words.
Oh, boy.
Mary, Christmas trees, wreaths, gifts, reindeer, bunnies, eggs as in Easter, chicks, not hot chicks, chicks as in
little yellow chicks.
Me. Yeah, like crazy, chicks. Insane, bonkers, nuts, senile, lunatic, addict, paralyzed, and tone deaf.
Pretty soon we won't be able to say anything.
Right. No, you won't, if we let this happen. And look, you can take the sweetest, nicest little dog in the world, but if you corner it, and I've seen cats do this. Mm-hmm. By the way, the two black and white tuxedo cats are back outside today.
Are they?
And I went outside the building, and I yelled, "Pussy cat!" And he looks right at me. And I move to the left, move to the right, and he's following me like, I'm not out to hurt you.
He doesn't know that.
This